Hi, this is Bradley Dillon from thenewfury.com. It's been a while since we've been in the show, and even longer since we've done an interview, but we're looking to break that hiatus now that I'm at a pretty awesome show today, a POD, hell yeah, 10 years, a whole bunch of other great bands. But we're here with some good friends of mine, jamming them for a long time, saw them the Uproar way back in the day, and it's pretty cool to get to see them a little more up close and personal. Can you please introduce yourself and what you do in Adelita's Way?
What's up, man? I'm Rick. I'm the singer of Adelita's Way, and it was a good show, man. A lot of cool bands, a lot of our friends. We played with these guys a long time. It's good to show up these things and always fuck shit up, man. And every time you get to play in front of people, show them what you're capable of and show them what you can do, you leave with a cult following, man. You leave with an army. And our army's built all over the United States, man. Everywhere I go, I see it. And I'm going to, you know, I'm staying focused and doing exactly what we've been doing. You know, playing our shows and building the army.
Yo, when I found out you guys were playing this show, originally I thought it was POD, hell yeah, 10 years, but I didn't know you had Failure Anthem on this show. I heard about Failure Anthem a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately got here too late to see them, but...
You guys missed out. I mean, they're a great band. I think, you know, this worked out. We're on a headlining tour right now called the Bad Reputation Tour. We hit Dallas, we hit Houston, we hit Phoenix. You know, the shows have been fantastic. You know, the first show of the tour sold out. That set the pace. You know, Failure Anthem... you know, they're a great young band. You know, anybody didn't see them today, they missed out. You know, they got talent, they got great songs, and this was a great lineup today.
And I know you guys are on the Bad Reputation Tour, and you've got the upcoming album out, which is actually out in a month. Publicist Tom sends me. Love that guy.
Yep, Tom's great, man.
So awesome.
Tom's great.
Now, with the guy, or with the single you guys have out, Bad Reputation, it's been out for a little while now. I found a lot of people were really getting into it, but what kind of responses have you gotten?
It's changing the game for us. More people are at our shows, more people are buying our stuff, more people are supporting the merch. More, I mean, it's growing. The response to Bad Reputation is everything and more we could ever dream. You know, it's people are listening to it everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I mean, just wherever they can hear the song, they're listening to it. So it's getting out there. Our army's growing. And at the end of the day, we have some of the most loyal fans in the entire game, man. You know, and I think that's why we're fearless. That's why we're capable of doing really anything we want with this business.
I was kind of pulling some numbers together earlier and was thinking, your guys' career arc is awfully similar to a band called Pop Evil.
Yep.
And I know you know those guys.
Of course we do. We've
played with them many
great
times.
Yep.
It seems to me for you guys it's about putting in that hard work, a couple albums here and then, and now you guys are the Pledge Music campaign. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, you had things you offered like go-karting, signed stuff, etc. What kind of things are fans looking for that you were able to give them?
You know, I think fans really embraced me, handwritten lyric sheets, and they really embraced a little bit of everything they could do to help. I think, you know, for us, I think from here on out, we're going to go our own. We're going to pay for our records ourselves. It was cool to do the pledge because we got to see the best thing, and it was almost a thing, you know, we thought about doing a pledge. We knew our fans were gonna step up and just be everything we ever dreamed, you know what I mean? We have the best fans in the game, and the one thing that pledge made us see was how strong our fan base is, how powerful they are, what we can do together if we just continue to do what we're doing. And the pledge was beautiful. I think from here on out, though, you know, you never want to piss your fans off. You know, you got to ship 3,000 items out, and you want to be in good terms with your fans always. So that was a difficult part, and pledge doesn't really help with a lot of aspects of it. It's good to just see your fans come together, and pledge is a great place to get that hub, to get those people to go to a place to do something like that. So that was cool. But as far as Pop Evil, I think those guys are great guys, man, and I think the main comparison we have is you know, two successful radio bands who've just grinded it out, man. Been on every tour, headlining tours, festivals, playing it, just working hard, doing their thing. I don't think our music sounds the same. I think it's completely different. But I think anytime you have two, you know, talented singers with a great, dedicated band behind you, you know, something fun and something great is going to come out of it. But we respect those guys. We respect everyone in the game almost, man. There's some bands that suck, but, you know, we don't really focus on them.
Yeah, that's the comparison I wanted to draw on, because I don't think the music necessarily sounds similar, but, you know, the work ethic is there.
And of course, those guys work their ass off, and I respect those guys. And we've always had I think people try to put it like a competition, but I got camaraderie for all my fellow rockers, man, and you know, I respect everyone that does what we do. I know that we all know what it takes to be a rock star, man.
Yeah, I know the NFC Championship game is going right now, and the Broncos just got back to the Super Bowl. Are you a big sports fan?
Of course I am. I'm going to watch the game right after this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you guys have the new album, Getaway, coming out in a month. Like I said, I've heard of it. I've heard about half of it so far. It's been pretty good. What are you anticipating from it? What kind of responses or anything like that are you hoping to see?
You know what, man? We just want to make music, and we want to put songs out that draw people to our music, and we're trying to balance it out, man. You know, we're trying to make a record worth of songs that sound, you know, like what got us here and who we are, and we're trying to also experiment a little and try to grow, you know. And I think the record's just going to be an experimentation of new things, and also us trying to be our best, you know, at what we do. So I think every record you make, you feel proud of, you feel like it's going to be your best record, and you know, I still have the motivation and drive to make a masterpiece. So it'll happen one of these days. It could be this one, it could be what, you know, and it could come at any moment.
If you could play one instrument fluently other than the one that you already play singing, what would it be and why?
Guitar. I play guitar, man, because, you know, I'd be able to use that as a skill. I'm a songwriter, and I'm not very good at guitar, but I'm very good with melodies and vocals and lyrics and words and just even lyric melodies of instruments, guitars. You know, I can write a guitar melody for a song that ends up being a hit song, you know what I mean? Playing it would just help further grow that, you know.
When you first started singing and you had to get in front of a live audience, did you ever have to overcome stage fright at all? And
no.
If so, how did you do it?
Never. I was born to be on that stage, man. Never. I was just a tackle. I was ready for it.
I find that very interesting. Because when I talk to different vocalists, some of them are like, yeah, I was nervous as hell. And
you're always nervous. You're always nervous. But stage fright never crossed. I walk right out there with my nerves intact. And you're nervous before every show. You get the butterflies. It's exciting, you know. But I attacked it, and I executed.
I got two more questions for you real quick. You know, we just got into 2016. There's been a couple of good albums came out. I heard the new Megadeth. They sound revitalized. It's crazy.
It's great.
What have you been listening to lately that's really caught your attention? Anything cool?
Yeah, man. I listen to a lot of great music. You know, I listen to some, you know, I've been listening to a lot of Eric Clapton. You know, a little bit of the Eagles. You know, we've been paying some homage to Bowie. You know, but I love music, man. So I check everyone's stuff out. I check new bands that come out. I check what my compadres are doing. If there's a band that's, you know, 3 Days Grace puts a new record out, I listen to it. I have respect for these bands. I want to hear their work, you know. But I listen to a little bit of everything, man. But I'm a songs guy, so I got a playlist of just so many great songs. My favorite band's Audioslave, Nirvana. That's what I grew up on. That's my shit, you know what I mean? So I always end up going back to them. Incubus, you know, I'm a big Incubus fan. So I love music, man. I like songs. I like great records. I like everything.
All right, last question before we wrap this up so you can go watch football and have a fun rest of the night. What you guys got going on this year? I know you guys got this tour and some other stuff going on for us.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can keep headlining. Our headline has been successful, and there have been great fans every night. And we're being patient. We want to go on the right thing for us. You know, there's a lot of great bands out there. You don't want to miss out on a Volbeat tour or a tour of bands you really want to go out with because you've already tied up, you know. So we know we're coming back. We know how strong things are moving along, and we're going to sit patient for the right tour. You know, before then, we'll just continue to headline and pack houses, man.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us some of your time today. This is Mike Riley dealing with Adelita Sway from NewFury.com. Peace out. Come see us.
Thank you, guys.